Welcome to Lombardi's Legends Podcast. It's Dane here with Wags. And Wags, today we have a very, very special guest, Green Bay Packers defensive back, Innis Gaines.
Yeah, I was really impressed with him. Just super energetic, very passionate about football. Innis is a guy we signed to a futures contract this past January, so he's been with the team all off season. Out of TCU, another horned frog on the Packers defense, and I'm excited to see what he can do. I mean, this is clearly a guy that's very talented, would have definitely gotten drafted, but unfortunately got derailed by some pretty significant injuries his junior and senior year, and then obviously the COVID impact negated any opportunity to get in front of some scouts on a senior day, so he's someone that I think, even though undrafted, keep an eye on because he can play football. He played at a high level for a really good program down at TCU, as we said. So, and just as you can tell, Dane, infectious personality, very energetic, and can't wait to get out there and compete on the football field.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about a lot with him, everything from – his versatility on defense, his eagerness to play special teams and just compete at the NFL level and prove himself, and also personal life, right? Fatherhood and a lot of other stuff. He was open book. He was a really good guy. And that's what I love doing with these is talking football, but also getting a chance to learn a little bit more about the person underneath the helmet and shoulder pad. So folks, you don't want to miss this interview with Innis Gaines.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, right? So we're here to try to give you guys a little bit behind the hood, so to say, what these guys are all about headed into camp. And Innis was just a pleasure to talk to. So, Dane, I think with that, let's get right to the interview.
Yeah, so Wags, say it with me. Go Pack, go.
Go Pack, go. Welcome to Lombardi's Legends Podcast, and today we have a very special guest with us, Innis Gaines, safety for the Green Bay Packers. Innis, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, Innis, man, just to dive right into it, we always like to ask all of our player guests, what's it like to be a Green Bay Packer?
Man, it's crazy. Like, when I figured out the call, I was like, out of all teams, of course, the legendary team of Green Bay called me. So, like, joining one of the most premier teams with the most premier players in the league already, it was unreal when I got the call, for sure. So, yeah, that's how I felt when I got it.
Yeah, and do you mind if we ask? I mean, your journey was a little bit delayed, I'm sure, in your mind. So I don't want to just, like, go through the bio, but you're a guy that, I mean, clearly, I'm sure, projected to get drafted. And then with everything that went down, your junior and then your senior year and then with the pandemic, can you walk us through how that all went down for you and then how you finally got the call to join the Packers?
Yeah, I was like, going into my junior year, I was already like getting calls and stuff. My husband projected to get drafted like that year. And like, so I was already having high hopes and everything and tore my ACL once. So I figured, of course, as happens to people, of course, they won't fake my draft status, of course, but as long as I play good my senior year, I'll be fine. And I played well starting off, and I tore it again. I was like, oh, my goodness. So after that one, it was like, okay, obviously I have a red marker on my name, not because of injuries, but as long as I can show them healthy, like pro day and like combine, I could definitely still get drafted late round. I had teams tell me they'll still draft me late round, as long as I got like a workout in. And once Corona came, or Kobe came, that canceled out all my pro days and stuff. So I ended up not getting drafted. And the only team that actually ended up working me out was Green Bay in that August. So then that's how it turned out to be.
And then, so was there, something that they told you then in the workout, like, hey, be ready for that call?
We worked on in August. It was like, I was the only safety there. It was mostly corners. But I played corner in college too, so it was fine. And then when I worked out there, they said they're surprised that I could move as well as the other corners at my side and stuff. So I was easily the best guy there. As they told me and my agent, they said they'll definitely call me back in January because they're going to open up room for me. But I, obviously, I'm thinking like, yeah, Everybody said they're gonna open that. Everybody's gonna call me back. But they actually called me back late December, going into the New Year's. They told me they're gonna sign me. Then like January 1st or 2nd, I ended up signing.
So how did minicamp go for you then? You know, I know training camp's right around the corner as we're recording this, but we've watched a lot of film on you, basically anything we can consume. And the thing that sticks out, and I think that a lot of Packer fans are about to find out about you, is you're kind of a freakish athlete. You can move really well. Were you playing primarily at safety so far in minicamp? Or do they have you in the corner? I mean, I think you can play every position.
Yeah, minicamp, I've been playing mostly corner and safety. I've been rotating day by day. I just do both in one day. Like, any, like, drive I could go in at corner or safety is whatever coach needs me at. So, like, any day, I just got to be ready to know the plays for both positions, which I find it awesome and intriguing that they can pick me anywhere. It helps me out, obviously, trying to find a spot on the roster. So, I don't mind it. I love it. I love my versatility. I love how they can see it early that I can do a lot of different things. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, and how are you feeling health-wise? I mean, that's the silver lining, I guess, from having that, you know, unplanned extended time away from the game. Yeah. But did that allow you to take the time, do you feel, to really get strong and feel really healthy now?
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, as time went on, I felt like it was a blessing in disguise, because, like, my junior year going to my senior year, I recovered pretty fast. But obviously, that was too fast, because, like, I was trying to get ready for my senior year. I didn't want to miss out time with my guys, you know, off-season workouts and stuff. So I was speeding the pace of going 2 workouts a day, like trying to get my knee back as fast as possible. So that's probably what helped the second injury again. So this little extra year off I had, I gained like 15 pounds of more muscle. Like, I'm way stronger. I feel faster. My legs are bigger than they ever been. Did like the mass density test and stuff. My legs are like super strong. They're both equal in strength and weight. So like, I feel back better than ever. Like, back to normal, I feel better than ever, because obviously when I was in college, I was like 19, 20 years old. I was young. Now I'm like 23, August 29th. So I feel like getting some more grown man strength. So I feel stronger than ever.
That's great, man. We're excited about it. What's your impression been of the coaching staff so far? I know now you've had a chance to work with them a little bit.
Man, I'm loving the coaching staff, because Matt LaFleur often leans on player-led team. Like, he often says that he likes player-led programs, organizations that's the most successful. And when it comes from TCU, like college in general, it's like coach's way or no way. Like, basically everybody knows that. So it's like going towards change from that to like a player-led team where it's like we both have say, but obviously we respect each other and everything. Like, he's not like a, he's not like mean person, I wouldn't say that. He's not a mean person. He's a cool guy. He's young, energetic. So it's like, the atmosphere is great. It's like, it's always fun, always laughs, never too like too mean, too stern. Everybody's trying to have one goal, which is be good, be great, but also have fun, also enjoy the time we're here. Because like, it's limited. You never know when you're going to be best. You might as well enjoy every day.
Yeah, and you've got some familiar faces. You're not that's the awesome. Only guy from TCU. Obviously, Ty Summers and Vernon Scott, college teammates. So obviously you're all – in the league now, so you're independent of each other. But does that mean a little bit something extra to be able to share a connection with those guys?
We all spoke with the other guys on the team about how TCU obviously is like the best, because we have all the TCU guys on defense. So you have to joke about that. And it is fun, like, seeing, like, Ty and Vernon for, like, the last 5 years now going up for how much more, especially Vernon, because, like, we've been in the same DB room since we were freshmen at TCU. My first day back, I see him again. So it's like, oh, it's great to see my bro. I felt comfortable. I wasn't like nervous or anything. Cause I know Vernon had success last year, and we did the same stuff in college. So I'm sure I can have my success too. That helped me feel like more at home, just having my guys there, Ty and Vernon.
That's so cool. And what's your impression overall? You know some of the guys on the team. Obviously, I think do you feel like you had a bit of a leg up as well, kind of getting involved in the program when you did, kind of getting that futures deal before the rookies come in? I feel like I don't want to put words in your mouth, but coming in there late December, early January, you kind of are able to get around the tradition of the team, see what the vibe is while the team's still in the playoffs at that point.
Yeah. I'm going to have to mention that Reggie Bingleton, too. Like, he's from my hometown city. We're from the same city. So.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's a familiar face right there. But, yeah, getting here was exciting. December, January, we got to get in the early OTA meeting and stuff, like, before we even showed up, like, the plays and Zoom calls and stuff, learning the coaches and the players, getting beat by other teammates. that actually helped me out a lot, just being comfortable with the system, like actually putting a face with a name, like seeing my coach before I actually got there. So I know, okay, Coach Jerry Gray is a pretty cool guy, playing the league, you know, so I already had relationships built already. So now all I need to do is learn the plays and like show up what I could do in real life, not on the screen. So that was the only thing that was sent me back. So yeah, just having that early introduction to the team was great. Learning the vibes, learning how much they love to win. That's all they want to do is win, keep the ball, win the North. So I love it. Like, I love winning. I'm trying to win my first playoff game, so that would be great. I've never won a playoff game in my life, so I would love to do that.
That'll change soon, we hope, man.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, and Ennis, you alluded to it earlier, but it's no secret, as an undrafted guy, you're fighting to make the roster. Is there anything in particular that you're doing as a blueprint or that the coaches have said, hey, you do this and you follow this plan and play to your ability, that's going to give you the best chance to make the roster? Because, listen, the Packers have a long and recent history of keeping guys that are either not drafted or drafted very late. So they're one of the teams that they'll back up the talk and say, it doesn't matter where you're drafted. They will put the best 53 guys out there. So just kind of curious if there's a particular path or a plan that you're trying to follow, you think, to make that
happen. No, that's not really. They haven't told me like what I need to. They told me what I need to do, which is like run the plays. Obviously, because I have the talent and everything already. Like, we already talked about how like my process and everything, how I got here. Like, we know I can play football. It's that I got to show that I'm healthy and keep doing it, which is like no issue to me. And like obviously, like you said, the guys can play. Like, they don't care whoever can play, which is like evident with KB, Chris Barnes. Like, when I first got to Packers, we talk about it all the time. Like, bro, if you can play, you can play. Because he ended up starting for the defense, and he was undrafted last year. So it was like, it gave me more hope, more inspiration to keep working hard every day. Because like, some teams you go to, you know you're not going, like, all right, you're not going to play ever. Like, you, no matter what you do, you're not going to play. Whereas Packers, they tell you, like, look, you have preseason to show. You have all these practices and stuff. If you want to play, the best guy's going to be out there. So you just got to do your part. And that's all I need is a chance to do my part. So I'm ready to show.
Love it. And you know, in addition to defense, where I think you can make a real impact, just your athleticism. I know I mentioned it, but I don't know if you have much experience on special teams, but Wags and I were talking before you jumped on, and I was like, I envision you flying down the field and smoking dudes. So is that something that you have experience with? You're
going to do? That's how I got my start at TCU, actually. Like, my freshman year, it's like all I did was smoke guys. So I got my playing time. After that, I had to stop, obviously. Once you start playing a lot on defense, they take you off special teams. But that's where I got my first little shine was ever, with just running guys over, kickoff, flying down on punt, you know, blocking, catching punts, saving the ball from the end zone. I love doing all that. That's my favorite play, actually, like catching the punt down at the 1 yard line. I love doing that. That's like my favorite thing to do on special teams. So. Yeah, I don't mind, like, starting off from the bottom and just grinding all the way to the top. I love special teams. Football is football. I was trying to get out there, hit somebody, do something.
Oh, man, I'm hyped. I want to go play, Wags. Do you think?
I know. I wasn't into special teams myself, but, I mean, it takes a special mindset, right? Yeah. I mean, you almost got to be a little nuts to be flying down the field sometimes, definitely. Don't you? Right? Like, exactly.
Definitely. For sure.
For sure. So – just to kind of like transition away from football for a moment, can you, if you don't mind, maybe share a little bit of your journey to the NFL? And we're talking like maybe like before football. So who are you as a person off the field, and what's that journey been like for you, as you kind of reflect back?
First and foremost, I'm a father to my two children. I have Aiden and Gianna. They're my daughter and son. And I just raised them with my girlfriend. And we've been doing that for like – Aiden's going to be 3 in August, right before the Texans game. And Gianna's 6 months right now. So that's like my main off-the-field like goal, just be the greatest dad ever and best partner. So just be supportive to my family. And like that was – I had Aiden obviously going into my junior year. So, yeah, that was big for me, just more ways to focus and stuff. And, like, that's basically my main time off the field is really playing with my children and also playing Xbox. I play Xbox a lot. I like playing Madden and Call of Duty and stuff like that. That's my go-to games right there. But, yeah, that's basically what I do off the field, is hang out with fam.
That's so cool. And how, you know, parenthood changes a person. So, you know, did you mentioned some focus? Is that, you know, and I imagine some patience along the way as well.
With
two kids.
Yeah, I was 19 when my son was born, about to be 20. Like, we were in fall camp, like, literally in camp. So I had to learn how to focus for real, because I was going into my junior year trying to make a pivotal change in my college career and trying to be a father, which is a pivotal change in your normal career, like your normal life. So I was like, oh, I'm doing it all at one time. So that was like a huge wake-up call to me. Like, look, you got to do this right here. You got to be focused. Like, you can't, like, go to all the parties and stuff, like, on the weekend and stuff. Like, you can't do that no more. Like, it is what it is. You got to take your responsibilities and change your roles and help me mature early, help me learn, like, do my job, especially like in football, learn, like, do my job, get my job, man, do what I gotta do to make ends meet, make sure my family's good. So yeah, it helped mature me early on throughout my career.
Yeah, I mean, any edge you can get, right? Like, that's a very legitimate edge to have from a motivational standpoint.
For sure.
No doubt about that. So I don't want to, like, you know, make it sound like that's not, that's important, number one, right? Family. But a lot of guys that are, you know, coming into the league, you know, they're not really having that responsibility.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that's giving you even some extra motivation.
Yeah. Every day seeing them, like, I want my son to say my dad is like an NFL player. Like, not just an NFL player, like an NFL star one day. Like, oh, that's my dad right there. So that's how I want, that's my goal always, to be like, oh, my kids like, oh, my dad's super cool. That's superhero type stuff. So yeah, that's how I want to be. In their eyes, like a superhero. Like, this guy is super strong. He runs people over, all kind of stuff on TV. That's all what my kids are saying. I can't wait for that to happen. So I'm trying to get that going.
We love it. I mean, the opportunity is going to be there this year. We really think there it is. I, you know, for those that are going to be watching this, we do a podcast, but we also post on YouTube. We can't ignore the nickname, man.
Yeah.
Can you explain where that comes from? Because we love Thump. We're going to be calling you Thump going forward.
Yes, that's all. That's what I usually go by, is Thump. It started freshman, sophomore year in high school. My position coach was like more than just a position coach to me. He's like my dad, really. We talk almost every day, still to this day. We were like just trying to figure out a good nickname for him, because, like, in high school, I just go by Ice. Like, when I was a kid, I just go by Ice because my name is Ennis Cole. So, like, my family called me just Ice because ICG. So they call me Ice my whole life. But then, like, when I started playing, like, defense more often, because I stopped playing offense when I got, like, 6'2". I was like, obviously, I was an athlete, but I started doing both sides of the ball because I could do both sides of the ball. And I started, like, thriving it safety-wise. And I forgot. I would say, HaHa Clinton Dix was, like, big at Bama or something right now. And, like, he was like, we need you to get a nickname. What's your nickname going to be? You hit hard. What should we call you? And he was like, I don't know. He was like, Thump Thump. It was two thumps at first. I was like, so at first it was Thump Thump. I was like, nah, I just gotta keep it simple. All my friends, like, they love the name. They're like, oh yeah, we love Thump Thump. And then they just start changing just the singular Thump, like, bro, stay the Thump. So after that, it just stuck with me. Just keep hitting people, keep my name. That's all I gotta do.
Man.
Well, I'll tell you what. When the weather turns in Green Bay, it's not cold up there now, contrary to what many might think. But when that weather turns, once we get into October, November, I don't think the opposing players are going to like being run down by them flying down the sideline, man. So, like, I'm looking forward to that.
I'm ready to show why they call me Thump, for sure. I'm ready to show it, for sure.
Listen, we want to be mindful of your time, but I always like to ask this question. We have special guests. And the question is just, what kind of music are you into? Are you a music guy? You mentioned Xbox, but what gets you hyped before games? What are you listening to just day to day? Because, you know, I feel like everyone we talk to has, like, totally different stuff going on. So what are you into?
Man, I listen to all kind of stuff, really. But I usually, like, do different modes before the game. Like, before the game, like, maybe, like, an hour before the game, I listen to, like, my hard pump-up stuff. But, like, throughout the day, I listen to, like, literally anything. My favorite track would be, like, one of my songs from Friday Night Lights. Like, one of the last tracks. I gotta go to, it's on my phone right now, actually. It's, the song is, Your Hand in Mine. I like that song a lot. It helps me, like, calm down and stuff. Like, in my mind, I can, like, envision my plays and stuff. It's, like, a long, like, 7-minute song, so, like, I was envisioning, like, what I'm doing and stuff, like, what I'm going to do throughout the day, like, kickoff. punt. All right, I'm a man coach. I'm going to break on this out route. I'm going to catch a pick, go to the crib. All that. I just think about all that throughout the whole, like, bus ride to the stadium, whatever we're doing. Like, you know, right before the game, all of a sudden, I put on, like, the pump-up stuff. Like, let's do Rod Wave, Lil Baby, Lil Durk, all those, like, hip-hop guys that are hot right now. I listen to all those guys and get me pumped up. Like, I listen to different things throughout the day. Sometimes I listen to gospel in the morning. It just depends, like, whatever is where I wake up to. Sometimes I go on YouTube and I let it play and it just goes to play random stuff. I just listen to it. But yeah, we should like an hour before the game, I get my pump up going, get my mind right for sure.
Love it.
Well, that's great. And like Dane said, we know, you know, you gotta.
Oh, you gotta talk
about it. Well, Dane, I don't know if you had any other questions.
I do, actually. I mean, listen, Thump, the number. You were 6 in college.
Yeah.
38 now.
Yeah.
Any significance to that? What's the process to get that? Or they just say, hey, welcome to the team. This is what you got.
No, I know 38 is a legendary number now. I know about 38, so I'm honored to have it. I'm trying to keep it and wear it good. But no, they just gave me a number. For what I know, they just gave me a number. I don't know if it's for a reason, but hopefully I think it's for a reason. But yeah, I've been wearing 6 my whole life, basically. So when I got here, obviously JK is number 6. So maybe one day I can buy it off him when I get very rich or something. or whatever happens. But yeah, right now I'm 11:38. It fits me. I feel like I just like it. It looks good on me. Everybody says it looks good on me. So they just gave it to me, really. I never asked. I couldn't ask for anything. So, and I'm not mad about it, though. It's a legendary number in Green Bay. So I'd love to keep it on.
Are you so you're going to be right now, again, for those listening, we're recording just days before training camp here. So you're going to make the way up. And what's your impression of the city so far from the time you've spent in there?
Well, I'm from a small town called Beaumont, Texas, which is like 110,000 maybe. So it's like Green Bay is smaller than that. So I was like, when I got here, I was like, I don't know what I thought Green Bay was going to be in the first place. I don't know what I thought it was going to be, but it definitely was not what I thought it was going to be. Which is like, but I felt more at home because like I'm from a small town. Like I'm from this is like what I do daily. Like guys go fishing and stuff. That's all we do at home is go fishing and stuff anyway. But yeah, Green Bay is like a small, close knit city. Like, you wouldn't believe that stadium gets filled with Green Bay fans. Like from like the way it looks, like there's nobody lives out here, but obviously people do. Like all the fans there, the fans are like unreal. They're there every day of OTAs, like every day they're outside the gate waiting for us to come in, say hey, whatever. So I know training camp is going to be vivid with people every day. So yeah, I love the city so far. This feels like smaller home. Nothing too much different. There's less, no seafood really.
Yeah.
No southern seafood. That's the only thing I'm missing out is the Cajun seafood. But other than that, it's like right at home really. Nothing crazy.
I was going to ask too, and I didn't make the assumption that you and Reggie knew each other, but I mean, I did notice that you're both from Beaumont. We actually had him on last year and he's talking about fishing. So, you know, I know, I think he's going to start a charter company. You know, he may have already, I don't know. So what kind of fish do you usually try to go out and go after?
Nah, see, I use no fish. I like crabbing and stuff. I like doing the crabbing. Ray doesn't like crabbing. He says that's a poor man's sport. But I like crabbing. It's more hands-on. And you ain't got to wait all day for the fish. I can't do that. I'm not waiting all day for a fish. Then I got to pull it in. I might not even get it in. Where the crab, you just get the chicken on the string. You just get a net and scoop them up. That's way more fun to me. But, yeah, I know Reggie catches, like, all kind of fish. Like, he does it all day long. Like, I'm more of a crabbing kind of guy. Crabbing. That's my kind of thing. I like going, getting my feet in the water, can get some crabs on the stick, all kinds of stuff.
So it sounds like Reggie's kind of like you're not invited on his boat then. Like,
I'm definitely invited. I just want to be catching the fish. He knows I'll be chilling. That's his thing right there. I'm just there for the good time for sure.
That's so good. So listen, got one more question for you. You've been so generous with your time. Just going into the year, we kind of touched on it tangentially, but what's your goal? What makes this season a success for you?
Man, my goal, honestly, is just like solidify myself on the team, not like in the league. Like that happens. But I just want to solidify myself on the team, like let the guys know on my team. I know I have guys on my team that are great players. I want to let guys on my team, like I'm a dog just like them, like Jair, Smash, Savage, like all those guys. They, I want them to know, like, yeah, I'm good. I'm the young pup coming up, but you know, I have like the respect of my guys on my team along first before I get knowledge with my other peers around the league. So my goal is to along just make plays in training camp, make plays in preseason. Because obviously these guys are good players. Like I'm not trying to go out there and take these guys' job. Like, let's be real. Like, these guys are all pro players. So, like, come on now. I'm ready to learn from them, get better from them, at least year one. And obviously then compete with them along year two, year three. But I want my first year to be learning the system, learning the coaches, helping the team out any way possible. That's like a kickoff only or like a dime sub package, whatever. Whatever that they need me, I'm trying to fill in where I need me. And then obviously year two, year three, try to get my name like bigger, try to get on the field more. But yeah, year one is trying to be there for my team in any way possible. Shit, I'll block for Aaron Rodgers. I don't care. Anything. I'm just trying to make a name for myself just on my team alone.
Love it.
Well, we're certainly going to be rooting for you, man. And I'm super excited to see you out there on the field, in camp, in preseason, and beyond. So I think we really appreciate you and coming on pod. I think one thing we always ask before we let you go is if you can give us a hearty Go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go.
Go Pack. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Good luck in camp.
Yes, I'll stay in touch with y'all. Thank you.
Yeah. Take care.
There ain't no second place in life. A whole new game.